And I did find some information about the Vancouver concert that happened, which was August 13th, 2000, at the Sugar Refinery, 1115 Granville Street in Vancouver, BC. The concert, entitled Oralphobic Psilophiliac, featured OMZ, Cybot, Sice, and Pirate Jenny with guests. Artists from Vancouver and beyond, 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. And very, very cool. And they have some real audio format stuff from that event. Very, very cool. And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. The entirety of Abandon by the User, utilizing Montreal's Grain Silo, number 5, as an instrument. We do have kind of a original prequel to the disc Abandoned, entitled Elevation 5. The recordings on this CD are the result of the first attempt to transform Silo number 5 into a musical instrument. Standing waves were created inside the large concrete cylinders using feedback loops of loudspeakers and microphones, shout out Alvin Lucier. By mixing inputs from various microphones, different harmonics and sound colors were generated. The result is Elevation 5, a musical instrument the size of a building, played using a sound mixing console, employing no external sound sources. Elevation 5 has led to Silophone, a one-year sonic inhabitation of Silo number 5. Silophone is online until June 2001. When playing this CD, I'm guessing this is for radio here, tell listeners that they can send their own sounds into the Silophone by dialing 1-877-511-SILO. Or using the website www.silophone.net, so they give a different phone number over here, a toll-free number. Fun. Excellent. So we'll play a bit of this, and then kind of coming up in the last 20 minutes or so of the program, we will be featuring in its entirety Symphony No. 1 for Dot Matrix Printers, also by The User, a duo from Montreal. Really pushing the boundaries of what is music? What can we use as an instrument? You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, where tonight we have been going through a few CDs from the CJSF archive by Montreal duo The User. Thomas McIntosh and Emmanuel Madan. Discog says, formed one morning over breakfast, The User inhabits the trailing edge of technology. This vantage point affords an excellent view of technology from behind, exploring the more prosaic side of the human condition. The User has chosen ambient noise, the byproduct of existence, as the subject of its current work. Sifting a few pertinent grains, haha, from the beach of noise is The User's self-imposed and inexplicable task. The User takes its name from a term employed by our technocratic society, especially in design-related fields such as engineering, architecture, and software development. The term user objectifies and reduces individuality to an abstract and generic ideal. This reduction is employed wherever abstract, rational methodology is applied to situations involving real people. Once this reduction is made, it becomes much easier to treat the faceless, formless user in an inhumane fashion. Inhuman fashion. In our society, we employ the impersonal term user to justify the infliction of neon lighting, plastic cutlery, and Muzak on a huge majority of our population. The User is an artist's collective formed of two members, architect Thomas McIntosh and composer Emmanuel Madan. Formed in 1998. Very cool, theuser.org. And we'll play, I believe we have time for one more here from Elevation 5. We're going to listen to track 2, Feedback. Track 1 was PVC Pipe, Feedback. So we'll listen to a little bit of Feedback, then we'll end things off with Dot Matrix Printers. You are listening to Bitcoover FM every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m., where we take you through the world of electronic music, of chiptune, of synthesizers, of electronic music history, of abstract sound design, sound art, experimental, all that kind of stuff. And tonight, the music of Dot Matrix Printers and Grain Silos. Thank you. A lovely selection of music from Silo Number 5, as played by The User. Well, dear netizens, it is just about time for us to wrap up. We're going to load things in here. A bit of a return to what we were listening to at the beginning of the program. Symphony Number 1 for Dot Matrix Printers by The User from 1999. And released on Stahlplatt. Please enjoy the first symphony for Dot Matrix Printers as performed by The User, a duo of Thomas McIntosh, the architect, and Emmanuel Madan, the composer, Montreal-based. So lovely having you on board here tonight for Bitcoover FM. We have this auto queued up to be able to play in its entirety to take us out of this week's episode. Thank you so much for joining us for the season finale of season 16 here on Bitcoover FM. We hope that you will join us next week for more revelry in the virtual plaza with Bitcoover FM, Vancouver's only Dot Matrix broadcast. Available every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Bitcoover.com, SoundCloud. And of course, we remind you, dear netizens, to synthesize with nostalgia.
Thank you.